the booming of guns in Dublin in that early morning of June the 28th, 1922, heralded its arrival. The pro-treaty forces had attacked the forecourts. Two weeks before this attack, I represented the Castle Island Club at the Sinn Féin Ardish in the Mansion House in Dublin. The political leaders of both sides were there, and there was an overwhelming majority in favour of anti-treaty. After several days of most violent discussion, a pact was arrived at by both parties that a general election be held in the immediate future, and at which I was appointed electioneering agent for the County of Kerry. We returned home well satisfied that there was still hope. But it was only the calm before the storm. Dublin fell quickly to the provisional forces.